Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And this is Shasta Outdoors, brought to you tonight by Professional Exterminators. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guest news and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. It's all about outdoor recreation, getting out in God's beautiful creation. I don't know about you, but it does my soul well every time I do.
And don't we live in a beautiful area? There's so many wonderful opportunities, Tim, to get out there and enjoy hiking, camping, mountain biking, kayaking, golfing, snow skiing, water skiing, boating, fishing, horseback riding, you know, the list goes on and on.
Tonight in the studio, we have with us Brian Onnitson.
Yeah, that's right. Brian is the owner of Headwaters Adventure Company, and we're going to talk with him tonight about kayaking in Northern California and maybe learn a little bit about Shasta paddlers.
Yeah, Diane, you and I were at Headwaters Adventure Company a couple weeks ago, and we helped our mom pick out the perfect kayak for her.
Yes, we did. Yeah. She's really excited about using that.
Yeah, and maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that later, but I'm excited to talk with Brian this evening. So, Diane, did you do anything outdoors last week?
Does garage sailing count?
No.
Oh, come on now. I had a garage sale.
I know some people, for them, that is outdoor recreation, going garage sailing, yard sailing.
I will tell you, though, that mud thing's coming up.
Right, tomorrow.
Right.
Yes.
And so I'm planning on going to that.
Are you? Are you going to run it, or are you going to just cheer people on?
Well, no, I want to be in it. I want to be muddy.
Nice.
Head to toe.
I hope people take pictures. We'll post them.
I want proof.
And remember to tape your shoes on.
That's right. That's right. That's really important. Tape your shoes on.
Tape your shoes on and wear shoes that you're willing to get rid of that maybe you still have left over from the garage sale.
There is leftover.
Oh, my goodness. Liam, how you doing? We got Liam Bryant on the board tonight.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What have you been out doing?
I put in a few rides last week, went on a few runs.
Okay. Are you still doing the Bigfoot Adventure Challenge?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How close are you getting?
I'm close. I don't know the exact ones. I kind of just go out and do them, but
right.
I'm like more than three quarters of the way done.
I'm impressed.
Hey, he's got to get those socks.
Right.
Isn't that what you get? You get some socks or something like
some
that?
Socks.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Hey, when you get those socks, you're going to have to show up and just put your feet up on the desk, and that
perfect.
Way we can see them.
Of course.
All program long. That's going to be a lot of fun. Well, I didn't do anything last week.
Excuse me, you better watch it.
Recreation-wise.
Tell everybody the important news that you have.
Well, last week, and I'll get to that, but last week I was out of town. I was in Bentonville, Arkansas, which is considered the mountain biking capital of the world. And I'm telling you, there are miles and miles of beautiful trails carving their way through the terrain of the Ozark Hills and mountains and along the streams.
Wow.
And it's pretty amazing. There are like 100 sculptures along the trails. You go by certain museums, sometimes near the town of Bentonville. Bentonville, by the way, Diane, you'd be interested in this, is the very first Walmart is in Bentonville. Yes. And so,
really?
Yeah, if you were there, because you're such a Walmart shopper.
Yes, I am.
We could have got into the museum for free, I'm sure. But yeah, Sam Walton's Five and Dime right there in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Wow.
But also, one of the places that some of these trails go by is a place called Crystal Bridges Museum. And that has a very special place for me now because I went to Arkansas and I married my bride.
Yes, you did. Yes. And she is definitely your better half.
Yeah, already.
Definitely.
And so got married to Fanny.
Yes.
And then we hopped in her pickup, loaded down with all of her stuff.
Yep.
And
that's right.
And we drove all the way back home in just a couple days. And so So it was a nice trip. You know, we drank too much water. We had to make too many stops along the way. And what's interesting, in some of these other states, like you go through Texas and New Mexico, they have rest areas, but they don't have bathrooms.
What?
I'm telling you, it's a rest area, and I guess you just pull off and rest, and then they'll have a picnic area, and it doesn't have a bathroom. I'm like, oh, my word. So we had to find...
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, we had to find gas stations and so forth. Although, once we got into New Mexico, they had a nice visitor center, and we made great use of that place. And so, but got to see a lot of nice countryside. And, you know, sometimes for some people, the only way they can really get outdoors is to just go for a nice drive through the mountains. Go to a nice place that has a beautiful view. Sometimes you can get to a place, I know if you're going up the Fall River Mills, before you there's a vista point there, and you can stop and see the Pitt River Falls, which is absolutely
beautiful, gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. About a year and a half ago, I hiked down to the base of those falls, and talk about a challenging hike down a steep, and I mean steep, mountain.
Oh, wow.
But it was well worth it to get there.
Did you scoot on your hiney most of the way?
There were a few times I was on my butt. There's no doubt about it. And there's
bring
a lot
cardboard.
Of, exactly. I had to, you know, there's a lot of volcanic rock and places where it's just in abundance, and I had a little bit of a challenge getting across some of that. But it was actually one of my most favorite hikes that I've ever done. And even though it's not very far distance-wise, it took me a good hour and a half to get down to the base of the falls.
Wow.
I highly recommend that.
Well worth it at the end, huh?
Yeah, I do have a video that people can see on our website at doesmysoulwell.com if they're interested in that, of that particular hike. And so, Diane, speaking of the website, speaking of contact information and all of that, how can people get a hold of us?
Well, you can do it several ways. You can go find us on Facebook, It Does My Soul Well, or you can we've got It Does My Soul Well at gmail.com, and we also have our webpage. Mm-hmm. It Does My Soul Well.
.com.
I mean, pretty easy, huh?
Yeah. And hey, tonight when we talk to Brian, if anybody actually has a question that they might have for Brian, if they would like to just text that question to us, they can do so.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so anyone has a question, it's going to be 530-524-8280. That's 530-524-8280.
All right. And Shasta Outdoors would also like to thank our wonderful sponsor, Professional Exterminators. Professional Exterminators has been around for 15 years, and they are definitely aptly named Professional Exterminators because they are the true professionals who will take care of everything from ants, spiders, wasps, roaches, earwigs, fleas, bedbugs, and moths. They also take care of those smaller rodents, you know, that hang out in the storage shed, garage, and even the house. But if something's bugging you, give them a call, 530-338-2822, 530-338-2822. Special thank you to Dave and Madonna Silva, who are the owners. Well, Diane, it's time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we are going to be talking with Brian.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
I love to kayak. I am hoping to get some tips and tricks from him, and this ought to be fun. So,
awesome.
All right, we'll be right back.
I was 18, my brother was 21. One Saturday evening, when all the work was done, we went down to the river. Had some tried lines run.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And we're excited here in just a few moments. We're going to be talking with Brian Onenson about kayaking. But Diane, there's an event coming up on Mother's Day this Sunday. We want to let people know about it.
Oh, yes. Mother's Day is very special to me. I am a mother. So, but this one here is for riders, for people with horses, and it's a $30 to ride. Tickets include hamburger or hot dogs, lunch with chips, and a drink, and two raffle tickets. And you can get additional raffle tickets there, but they have, they're going to have lots of raffle items and grand prizes. A certificate for one ton of hay. You know how expensive that is?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, it just, I was raised with horses, as you know. Mm-hmm. And so, it just got more and more expensive as we got older. But anyways, it starts, from the Bass Pond parking area off Bend Ferry Road in Red Bluff. First rider out at 9 a.m. So if anyone wants more information on that, you can find them on Facebook. It's Shasta Cascade Riders. And do you want me to give them their phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. 530-440-9828. So if you want to do that on Mother's Day, it sounds like a great thing to do with everybody, and a great way to celebrate.
Yeah, and I think at some point we need to have somebody from Shasta Cascade Riders here.
I agree.
Because some people, I mean, that is their form of outdoor recreation. They like to get out there on the horses, and it is a beautiful way to enjoy the outdoors is from horseback. I miss riding horses.
I do.
You and Cindy had horses, and it was a great way to take a date out. And I know I'm hesitating because I'm looking at my wife right here, my new bride. Yeah, but back in the day, high school, you know, I mean, because that was kind of an unusual thing, right? I mean,
well, she's what, 5'2", 4'11", something like that. She's right. I can imagine her on a big fat horse. Yeah. She'd be doing the splits.
Yeah. And so anyway, well, let's get to our guest here this evening, Diane.
We've great. Got
Brian Onenson, and he's with Headwaters Adventure. And, you know, one of the forms of outdoor recreation that I have seen grow and grow over the years is kayaking. The premier expert when it comes to kayaking in our area is Brian. And Brian is the owner of Headwaters Adventure Company. But he doesn't just sell kayaks. He's the guy that gets out there and gets it done in a kayak. And so we're excited to have him in the studio tonight. Brian, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming. I met you a few weeks ago when I came into your store there, and which is at 2655 Park Marina Drive. My mom was looking for a kayak. She needed one that was a little bit lighter, but she wanted one that she could sit on.
Yes.
And a lot of times the ones you sit on can be a little bit heavier.
They can, definitely.
But she was able, you guys had one that was perfect for her that she could sit on. It only weighs 40 pounds, and it's made of some sort of special material that we were told by your guy there.
Yeah.
And so very impressed with everything that you have. But before we get into kayaking, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you married, single, got kids?
I'm not married, no kids. I grew up here in Northern California, actually down in Cottonwood.
All right.
I've been on, with water sports, fishing, paddling, all that kind of stuff, pretty much my whole life.
Okay. So that was my next question, is how did you really get into kayaking?
Mainly fishing, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just a way for us to access waters that we couldn't access otherwise, and it grew into just a passion for paddling, essentially.
Right. That's awesome. So tell us a little bit, and we'll get into more specifics about kayaking, but tell us about Headwaters Adventure Company.
Yeah, so we're on top of being a full retail store, so we sell kayaks, paddleboards, canoes, rafts, pretty much everything that has to do with paddle sports. We also do rentals and tours and trips and outfitting and repairs. If you need your kayak fixed, we do all that too. So we pretty much do everything that's involved with kayaks.
Nice. And you also have some tackle there too.
Yes, we do sell tackle. We just started selling tackle last year, end of last year. It's kind of a new thing for us, but we kind of made the decision that we sell fishing kayaks. Why not sell fishing tackle?
Right,
so it can
right.
fit in with what we already have, what we had going on.
Yeah, I was impressed, actually, with how much you have in there and a great selection of...
I liked the floating sunglasses.
Floating sunglasses.
The floating sunglasses, because I'm always losing mine, so I really liked that.
And that might be a good thing for me too at some point.
I liked your selection of shoes too, the different water shoes.
Water shoes? Yes.
Yeah, and I'd have to take a look at that, the water shoes, because I have like some sandals, and you know, with me, I'm typically stepping into the water when I'm getting into my kayak, and that's one thing. And we talked about it a little bit. I mean, I love kayaking, and I do it. I go out and I fish, primarily bass fish.
Yeah.
But and I've had bass boats over the years, which can be expensive, you know.
A lot of maintenance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of maintenance on it. And I moved up to Burney about, it's been, my goodness, 6 years ago. And I was up there for about 4 years. And it was a perfect place to have a kayak. There is Balm Lake up there, which is great trout fishing.
Great lake. Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't go out there in a power boat at all. And so I was able to get out there in the kayak and do some trout fishing. But even on Lake Britton, where Hat Creek and the Pitt River merged together, I would go to that spot in the kayak. And one of the things that I loved about it was just the quietness of it. You know, it just seemed like you just were really there in nature, with nature. Mm-hmm.
A little more serene.
Yeah, a little more serene. And so, but there's a variety of kayaks, Brian. So tell us about the different types of kayaks.
Oh, I could talk for hours about different kayaks.
Go.
I mean, everything from sit-on-top kayaks, sit-inside kayaks. Most of your fishing kayaks are going to be sit-on-top. And then with that, you've got pedal drive, not pedal drive.
Right.
And then you've got touring kayaks or recreational sit-insides, that kind of stuff. Kind of depends on what you're doing. We definitely like to cater the kayak to the person. If you come in and talk to us in the shop, we have a lot of questions that we ask somebody when they are asking, like, hey, I want to buy a kayak. What should I get? Yeah. Most of your fishing kayaks, though, are definitely going to be a sit-on-top style, style kayak.
Right. And, you know, so I kind of have always wondered about the sit on top as opposed to sit in and this overall stability of that. Is there a difference?
So their kayak stability is kind of relative. So with sit inside kayaks, your center of gravity is quite a bit lower. So that's generally why they can make them a little thinner, is you aren't sitting up above the water too much.
Right.
But your sit on top kayaks are going to be a lot more stable for most people than a sit-inside kayak.
Oh, okay.
But your sit-inside kayaks are going to be faster, more maneuverable.
Okay.
So if you're paddling more active water, say out in the ocean or rivers, that kind of stuff, you have more control over the boat compared to a sit-on-top.
Okay. Awesome. Good information. I just was always curious about that. And so tell us, what type of kayaking do you typically do?
All of it?
All of it?
So I, there again, with owning the shop, I have access to pretty much anything I want. If I'm fishing, I'm in a sit-on-top pedal drive kayak, something like an Old Town or a Hobie. Pedal drive gives you the ability to kayak hands-free, and you can focus on fishing more compared to paddling.
Right.
You're having to adjust yourself a little bit more with the paddle, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I like those. I do. I like the paddle. Or the pedal.
Pedals?
Yes, yeah. I do. Yes.
Pedal drive's awesome.
Yeah. I so I have the, you know, manual paddle. It's automatic by Armstrong. and there are times when I'm fishing, you know, and I've kind of learned to sort of use one hand and leverage it against the other arm.
Stick it under your armpit.
Yeah, and trying to move it. It's, so sometimes it can be difficult. But with the pedal kayaks, how does that work when you get into maybe shallow water?
Right.
So there's a few different styles of pedal drive kayaks. With Hobie, you have a fin system. So when you pedal forwards and backwards, you have fins under the boat that move back and forth.
Right.
They actually have a kick-up feature now. So if you hit something, the fins break away.
Okay.
And then you can just start pedaling once you cross over that obstruction.
Right.
Or you can essentially tuck the fins up next to the boat. So if you push one pedal all the way forwards, the fins tuck up next to the hull of the kayak, and you can paddle yourself through.
Right.
It's kind of like a penguin or something. Kind of, they
so that's how they originally modeled it.
Right.
It was after a penguin. They came out with the Mirage Drive back in 1997. So they've been doing it for a long time.
That's my favorite, is the, is the Hobie.
And so, you know, one of the things in my introduction to you, and at least from my perception, is I see that this form of outdoor recreation kayaking is really something that has grown more and more over the years. Are you seeing the same thing?
No, it's getting very, very popular. Yeah, it's easy to access. I mean, kayak prices range anywhere from $200 to $300 up through, I mean, you can spend as much as you want on a kayak nowadays.
Yeah.
But it's easy for people to go recreate. And we've got Whiskey Town right here, 20 minutes from Redding. And it's one of, I mean, the nicest lakes I've ever had access to, and
right
here in town. So.
Yeah. I was noticing on your website, which is headwatersadventure.com, I believe, or maybe it might have been on one of the Facebook pages, but there was a paddle from Keswick up to Shasta Dam. And I'm thinking, man, I wonder how hard that water was flowing the closer you got.
Especially right now. I mean, we've got some really good flows. It definitely does get faster moving the closer you get to the dam. But right there at Keswick Lake, at the boat ramp right just above Keswick Dam, I mean, it's actually pretty easy paddling.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so you're able to
cruise
right on up there.
Totally.
I saw that and I thought, you know, that would be a nice little challenge just to do that.
It's a fun paddle
up there. And we have some absolutely beautiful places all around the North State to you know, to go kayaking.
Oh, God. An hour's drive of Redding, there's dozens of places to
go. So what's one of your favorite places to go?
I love the river. I mean, I love the river over the years, and it's just something about putting in on the sack and just being able to, I mean, just the flow of water downstream.
Right.
Kind of something I can really connect with.
Right. So. Do you go downstream and have somebody pick you up, or do you just...
yes. I used to actually put in at Bonneview. If you know how to read the river, you can paddle upriver and get up to the Sundial Bridge and turn around and just float back.
Oh, okay.
That was definitely a workout for sure.
Oh, I bet.
Not quite in that kind of shape anymore. But, yeah, I mean, you're usually going to run shuttles. Most people don't have the ability to paddle back upstream. It's pretty swift moving.
We really don't have any whitewater kind of rafting around here, do we?
Oh, well, I mean, you've got the Trinity, the Upper
Sack,
Klamath.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's quite a bit.
So do you have a lot of people that will rent kayaks for that?
We rent rafts for the Sack here in town, which is a nice, easy float. I mean, we have families that do it all summer long, which is great. Or you can rent rafts. There's quite a few other outfitters over there on the Trinity River, or even some that do cater to the Upper Sack.
Right.
So,
nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Cool. Hey, listen, we're going to have to take a break here, and we are talking with Brian Onenson from Headwaters Adventure Company, and we've got some more questions for him about kayaking coming up. And so, Diane, You got any questions you're going to ask him?
You want me to raise my hand?
Yeah. Hey, real quick, if anybody has a question that they would like to ask Brian, they are welcome to send us a text, and we'll, you know, if it's a good question, we'll ask them. So, anyway, we will be right back after these messages.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure want to be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And tonight we have Brian Onnison here from Headwaters Adventure Company. Diane, there is an event that I do want to talk about that's happening I believe it's a Friday. It's June 2nd. And it's something that our family has supported over the years.
Yes.
And that is the Teen Challenge Golf Tournament. Teen Challenge, in case people don't know, is a nonprofit organization that puts recovery within reach for those who need it most. With an experienced leadership team and a unique approach to recovery, Teen Challenge is highly effective and successful. As a matter of fact, it is the most successful recovery program in the nation. So it's really amazing. We have a woman and children's home out in Happy Valley, and we've gotten to know some of the women that are there, and God has just done an amazing job in their lives.
Lots of restoration.
So we like to support them, and we just want to let our listeners know, June 2nd, Teen Challenge Golf Tournament. If you'd like more information, you can go to teenchallenge.net. That's teenchallenge.net, and just click on the events link. And, you know, and if you're curious, a foursome is $500. That's the green fee. And lunch for four golfers or an individual golfer, green fee, and lunch for one golfer. Or if you just want to come out and have lunch, $20 for the lunch for one person at the award ceremony. It's a fun tournament. They give away some prizes.
You do it every year.
Yeah, I do it every year. I've done it for 1 year. They didn't have it, but every year since about, I don't know, early 2000s, our dad used to golf in that tournament, and we continue to sponsor it. Our family continues to sponsor it. My mom is still very involved in Teen Challenge, and so great organization.
Yes.
And so, hey, we've got Brian Onnison here, and we've been talking kayaking, and it is definitely one of my favorite things to do outdoors. And so, Brian, what about fishing from a kayak? We talked a little bit about that, but is that becoming more popular?
No, definitely. We get a lot of people coming in that are looking for an easier way just to get out, mm-hmm. and a fishing kayak is exactly that. You don't have to worry about hooking up a trailer or dragging a boat around, right. fuel, maintenance, registration, any of that stuff. So,
yeah.
And there's a lot of places that you can put a kayak in that you can't put power boats in at.
Mm-hmm. So right.
It's awesome.
Right. Are there ever any fishing tournaments for kayaks?
There is. I mean, there's quite a bit all up and down the West Coast. Wild West is a big one
mm-hmm.
here in Northern California. They do bass boat tournaments, and they also do a whole kayak side of things.
Right.
Bass also does kayak tournaments, and there's a lot of smaller local clubs that do kayak fishing tournaments.
Wow. I'll have to check into that because, matter of fact, tomorrow I'm going to be out in the kayak trying to teach Fanny how to fish.
It's fun.
She just got her fishing license yesterday. Yay.
Yay. That's great.
And I absolutely love going out and fishing from the kayak. It is, like you said, you know, serene. I like that serenity part, the quietness of it. I went out a couple weeks ago in the kayak out at Lake Shasta near, well, it was on the McLeod Arm from Decus Rock Campground. Caught some really nice bass. But let's see, I saw a bear. I saw bald eagle, you know, geese that were flying off the water about 2 feet above the water that just went right by me. And it seems like you just take note of nature much more because you're just moving slower, typically.
Yeah.
And you know that you're just going to go to where you can paddle. You're not in a boat and you think, and I used to own bass boats. And, oh, they're not hitting here. And then I drive, you know, at 50 miles an hour, 5 miles away, trying a different spot. And so instead, you really focus on that area that you're mm-hmm. in. And I encourage people, if they've never tried fishing from a kayak, to do that. It is a different experience.
It's a lot more simple.
Yes.
It kind of slows life down a little bit.
Right. And one of the things I was telling Fanny is, you know, when I had a bass boat, I'd have, you know, 8 poles and 10 boxes of gear. So you have to be very selective about what you're bringing
you do.
In the kayak, which in some ways makes it nice. It's like, this is what we're getting. This is what we're taking. This is what we're going to try. They're either going to like it or they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, just the capacity of a kayak and the overall use of a kayak is just so much more relaxing than having to,
yes.
like you said, flying across the lake. I mean, just at high speeds and just
yeah.
a lot more simple.
Yeah, not to mention exercise. Do you have anybody that comes in and they're wanting to do the kayaking simply for the exercise?
All the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. Yep. Yeah, it's a little easier on the body than, say, like trying to get into running or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That and people that may have knee problems, foot problems, that kind of stuff, really get into kayaking because it's all an upper body workout, essentially.
Right.
If you're not pedaling. I mean, if you're pedaling, it's a different story.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, if you got one of the pedalers. I don't have one of the pedalers, so it is that upper body workout for me. And so that exercise portion of it is really good. In this area, like people that you know that are kayaking, where are they typically going?
Mainly around here, Whiskeytown is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Whiskeytown, Shasta, now that it's full, is an awesome lake to paddle around. You can really paddle up some of the arms.
Right.
I mean, we had a customer come in today, and he's like, I actually launched my kayak at Antlers. Paddled up from Antlers. The first time we've done that in years, it feels
right.
like. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lake is absolutely beautiful right now. I know they're saying it's like 3 feet down or something along that line, but you get out there on the lake, it looks completely full. It's right there at the tree lines, and it's just absolutely gorgeous right now. So tell us about Shasta Paddlers.
Yes. So Shasta Paddlers as a club has been around for a very long time. It was actually originally started years ago just by a group of paddlers that like to share the passion with the community. It's like, hey, we're going out here, just come join us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely grown into, we do coast trips, river trips, all kinds of stuff. Try to get people into the sport that don't necessarily have access or don't have friends that are paddling, but want to paddle with a group.
Right.
I mean, for one, like safety reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then just want to get to know people that have the same passion for the sport. So,
right.
Yeah, it's grown and grown and grown quite nice. A bit over the years.
Nice. If somebody comes to you and they're saying, hey, I'm interested in a kayak. I'm just wanting to you know, go paddle out on the lake. What would be a good starter kayak for them?
I mean, we have basic sit-on-top kayaks for $600-$700 that are great little boats. They have comfortable seats. Mm-hmm. We have some more recreational style sit-inside kayaks too, that are about the same price, $600-$700, that are lightweight enough for people to move by themselves, but comfortable enough to paddle for a couple hours out at Whiskey Town, throw an ice chest in, and just kind of cruise around with your friends.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Now, I noticed you do some kayaking on the ocean.
Yes.
So tell us, what kind of experience is that?
Depends on the day. Some days are a little more bumpy than others, but the ocean's awesome. My mom's from the North Coast, so I spend a lot of time up in, like, the Trinidad, Crescent City area, that kind of section, Eureka, Arcata.
Right.
And paddling over there is, it's breathtaking. It's awesome. Paddling out in the salt is definitely something that I highly recommend to everybody at least do once in their life.
Right.
And it's awesome. I mean, you can time the swells. Look at the swell report. There are outfitters over there that do great jobs doing tours, like whale tours, that kind of stuff, that you can go watch the whales migrate by. It's awesome.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That would be really fun. It's cold there, though. Boy, that water is probably freezing.
It can be. Well, actually, the river here is colder than
that's true.
Ocean water.
It is cold.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things, my impression of kayaks when I was younger, it was an Olympic sport that they were doing whitewater kayaking.
Yeah, slalom racing.
Yeah, and they were doing these flips where they were upside down,
oh, wow,
and back up, mm-hmm, and all of that. Have you ever done any type of kayaking along that line?
Yes. I mean, I have years ago was very into whitewater kayaking, mm-hmm, not necessarily like the downriver slalom stuff, more like play boats, creek boats, that kind of thing,
mm-hmm,
just finding big sets of rapids, that kind of thing to paddle through. So,
right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've done pretty much all of it.
I would think that that would be something, if somebody was wanting to get into that, that maybe they should have some instruction.
Right.
Definitely more of a progression into something like that. Don't really recommend going out and buying a whitewater kayak and running hellhole over on the Trinity River for your first time. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the truth.
One of the things when I was talking earlier this evening about hiking down to the base of Pitt River Falls, and when I was looking into doing that, I was trying to find some videos of anybody else who had done it because I wasn't sure about the path to get down there.
Yeah.
And the main videos I could find were of kayakers going over the falls. Yeah. And I'm thinking, these guys are crazy.
Never got into dropping waterfalls, but there are a lot of guys out there that's their passion. They love to paddle off 50, 75, sometimes 100-foot waterfalls.
Wow.
Yeah, in a kayak.
Yeah, it just seemed absolutely crazy to me that they would even consider doing something along that line. But, hey, they love to do it, and they would go off the falls, and, you know, you had a group of people. And,
yeah.
And I think they figure out the best place to go.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, they do a lot of research behind something like that. I portage all of that and just get out of the kayak, walk it around, put back in.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I have to do.
And so, Brian, are there any special kayak events coming up?
There are a few. There's actually a race out at Whiskey Town next weekend, so that'll be a lot of fun. That's kind of split up into three different, like, classes, essentially.
Okay.
I should say more than that, but there's a 25, 50, and 100-mile race out at Whiskey Town.
Wow,
yeah,
that far?
So, yes. Yeah. Wow. So I believe if you paddle the course, which follows the shore, it's, mm-hmm, 25 miles per loop.
Okay.
So if you do 50 miles, you do two loops. If you do 100 miles, you paddle around Whiskey Town four times.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How long does that take somebody to do?
Generally, I mean, something like that, you're probably looking at 12 to 15 hours.
Right.
Wow.
Straight paddling. Yeah. So it actually started out as a race down the river, a 100-mile river race from Redding to Chico.
Okay.
But because of flows, they've kind of changed things over the years. But mm-hmm, now that the river's back up, they had already changed to Whiskey Town for this year without seeing the flows come up.
Right.
So they were a little kind of jumped the gun a little bit, but it's for safety, essentially.
Sure.
Low flows and racing don't usually mix very well.
So I'm assuming there are special racing kayaks.
There are, yeah. Very long, very skinny, a lot, mm-hmm, of canoes. So, mm-hmm, yeah, and some paddleboards, too. Some people paddleboard 100 miles.
My word. Paddleboarding, I've never done the paddleboard thing, you know, because I'm concerned about my overall balance. But it might be a fun
definitely have to have your sea legs.
Yeah, right. That's my concern, is I'm going to wind up in the water. Hey, we got to take a break here again. I've got some more questions for you, Brian. But you are listening to Shasta Outdoors Radio. And if you have a question for Brian, you can text that question to 530-524-8280. 530-524-8280. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how Redding got recognized for a special obsession in this area. I wonder what it was. We'll be back after this.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary, a medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th Anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth, get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy...
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Redding Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Redding Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton Whiskey and Block Beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Redding Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at ReddingRodeo.com.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan. Hey, Liam, can you tell us about the weather?
Of course. Well, we had a high of 95 today. Looking forward to tomorrow. We are going to have a high of 99 with lows in the mid to high 60s. But we're going to be in highs, mid to high 90s throughout the weekend. So.
Wow. Yeah. How about wind tomorrow? You got any information on the wind tomorrow?
6 to 9 miles per hour.
Oh, good, good. I like nice. That. You know, especially if I'm going to be out there in the kayak fishing. Hey, we have Brian Onenson here tonight from Headwaters Adventure Company. And we've been talking about kayaking. And Diane, you and I have gone out and done some kayaking together.
Yes.
In the past, up there in the Burney area at Balm Lake. And that was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. We just went out there and we kayaked from one end of the lake to the other.
Yes. And we also went fishing. You took me fishing as
yeah,
well.
That's right.
Yes.
I did. And you caught fish.
And I did. Yes. I caught a bass. I sure did.
Well, surprise, surprise,
I know.
Surprise.
But you know, I think that sitting on top would be easier to cast, don't you think?
I don't know. What do you think, Brian?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Yeah, this sit on top is easier to cast.
In the I mean, sit on tops in general are just a lot easier to fish out of, for
right.
sure.
Right, right. Yeah. And so, hey, I have a question for you. When it comes time to, we've been talking about the kayaks themselves, but what about the paddle? Say somebody's going to get a paddle. How do they determine the length of the paddle?
So there's always stigmas or, like, people look up online, like, oh, you just need to stand in front of your paddle and mm-hmm. reach your hand over the top of the blade. That's
right.
Not necessarily the correct way to size a paddle.
Okay.
We definitely take into consideration the kayak you have,
right.
the size of the person, the style of paddling you're going to be doing.
Okay.
Because I use everything from a 197-centimeter paddle all the way up through a 250-centimeter paddle, depending on the kayak that I'm in.
Right.
So it's all kind of specific to the person in the kayak that you're in.
Yeah. And I know exactly what you're talking about, because that's how I kind of figured out what kind of, what size paddle to get mm-hmm. by, you know, looking at that kind of information. And, but there are times that I've gone out and I thought, does it really matter that it is this length?
Well, does one make you go really faster than another? I mean, what does the length actually do? I mean, what difference does it make?
So different lengths of paddles. If you have a really short paddle and a really wide kayak, you're kind of reaching for the water a little bit. It's just not as comfortable.
Sure.
So longer paddles with bigger kayaks definitely fit people a lot better.
Okay.
Smaller, I mean, like whitewater kayaks or sea kayaks, we mm-hmm. use shorter paddles. One reason being that you need faster movements.
Okay.
So when you need to essentially make like some kind of paddle stroke or brace quickly, a shorter paddle is going to be faster in doing that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I want to ask you about life jacket regulations. How much do you know about that, and what are they?
Oh, we get those questions all the time. So legally speaking, you always have to have a life jacket on the boat, no matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're under if you're 16 and under, you have to be wearing the life jacket or PFD, personal flotation device.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that on the boat, if you're 16 and older, they will definitely write you a ticket. And I know I was talking with the Coast Guard Auxiliary out at Whiskeytown.
Right.
And they're definitely going to be – they don't write tickets, but they're going to be talking to people, conveying that to people as much as they can this year.
Right.
So.
Yeah, from what I understand, because I got stopped on Lake Britton one time.
Yeah.
I had the kayak in the boat, but it was in the compartment.
It can't be inside of a hatch. It has
right.
to be accessible. So
right.
if you need it, you have to be able to grab it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to see it.
Right.
I mean,
yes. It has
yeah.
to be visible and within reach. And
within reach. Okay.
With my flexibility, it's really got to be close.
Thank you have a long arm reach.
Yeah. Yeah. I put mine behind me, you know, where it's barely strapped in. And I've got one of those ones that inflate when it hits the water kind mm-hmm. of thing. So
I like
they're
that.
Light if I have to. Is there any different types of regulations if you're on the ocean or in the river?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
It's just so they have to be accessible. So,
okay.
I mean, I wear my life jacket all the time.
Yeah. Brian, before we went on the air, you were sharing with us a little bit about a Time Magazine article and about the obsession. It was a Time Magazine?
Yes, it was Time Magazine.
Tell us about that. I thought that was
they
really interesting.
They did an article, I think 2015, mm-hmm. 2014, 2015, and it was an article about the cities with the weirdest obsessions, and it was all over the place. But they actually, Reading made the list, top 25 cities with weirdest obsessions, and Reading made the list for having the weirdest obsession with kayaking. So, and it's kind of true. You drive around Reading in the middle of summer, and
mm-hmm.
almost every other vehicle has a kayak on it
right.
in the back of a truck.
Yeah, yeah. Or if they don't have the kayak, you at least see the kayak rack. And if you saw my vehicle,
yep.
I've got a kayak rack on there. Matter of fact, the kayaks are already on there ready to go for tomorrow. But and I think that's true. But it's interesting
yeah.
that it made it in the top 25.
Mm-hmm.
That's the weird obsession with Reading itself. I find that pretty fascinating. Brian, you also had mentioned something about a podcast. Do you do a podcast?
We do a podcast.
Okay.
It's called The Whole Experience.
Okay.
H-U-L-L, like
okay.
kayak hole.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I talk with sales reps, and we do have kind of like some fishing guys that come out and talk
mm-hmm.
about kayak fishing and all mm-hmm. kinds of different people.
And how can people find this podcast?
It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It's
okay.
pretty much everywhere.
Is there a link or anything from your website?
Yes, yeah. At the bottom of our homepage, there's a link that takes you directly to our podcast.
All right, all right.
Nice.
And I just want to reiterate how people can get a hold of you. You're located, Headwaters Adventure Company is located at 2655 Park Marina Drive, right here in Redding, California. Great staff that you have there.
Thank
extremely
you.
Helpful. When
yes.
Diane and I went in there with my mom, and she wanted something very specific, and you guys had it. And what you were describing as far as she was asked the questions, and you don't get that anywhere else.
Right.
You know, there's other places where maybe you can buy a kayak, but nobody's going to help you and really get you what you need.
Yeah. I mean, they had her get in it. You know, he had her get in it and really fit it.
If you go to big box stores, you don't. We want people to have, like, their first experience of kayaking to actually enjoy it.
Right.
And you go to a big box store and just pay $199 for a kayak.
Right.
A lot of people don't necessarily enjoy that kayak.
So. Right. Yeah, exactly. Because it's not specifically for what they're doing, for their size or their age.
Right.
You know, for my mom, for her, having one that she could sit on top really had to do much with just her being able to do it as opposed to getting into a sit-in one.
Right.
And so I think for older people especially, that's an ideal way to do it, you mm-hmm. know. And so my kayak is actually a sit-in kayak, and I'm 59 years old. Fortunately, I've lost about 60 pounds, but before then, it was a comedy show watching me get in and out of that kayak. Yeah, having to bend my legs and this way and that way, and then get out and straddle the kayak, and I literally at times fell down on my knees in the water, you know. And so now it's not so bad. I've increased my health. And
you should tell people that you're also 6'4". So
right,
you know,
right.
I mean that's a huge.
Yeah. So for me, and so on my list is to get one of this sit on. I'd love to have one of those pedal ones. One of those. I liked the ones, the flappers. We went to the.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, we went mm-hmm. to the Sportsman's Expo, and you guys had some that were on display there. I think some manufacturer representatives were there.
Yeah, sales rep and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and so they were showing some of those types of boats, kayaks, and so pretty awesome, really.
Yeah. The penguin, you know, I like how the flappers will go right up against the boat and then you just glide.
Right.
You know, and that it wouldn't get stuck because I'm thinking that the other ones that goes down so deep that, you know, if you're in shallow water, it would just get tangled up.
Sure. Well, I think you can, even with those pedal ones, can you pull up?
You
pull
can. It up? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there are some other manufacturers that make it easier to pull the drive out of the boat, like the prop driven stuff.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
There's pros and cons going both ways.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And so, all right. Well, hey, Brian, thank you so much for being here tonight. Very informative. I definitely learned some more things about kayaking. Mm-hmm. And we just, as always, are encouraging people to get out there. And if you're interested in a kayak, please go see Brian or someone at on his staff there at Headwaters Adventure Company. And again, located there on Park Marina Drive. You'll see a variety of kayaks and everything that goes along with them. You can also get your fishing tackle there. And so if you're going to go fishing in your kayak, you can get your fishing kayak, you can get your fishing tackle, and you can get out there in the great outdoors and just enjoy God's great creation. Well, Diane, what do you got going up this weekend?
I already told you I'm getting muddy.
You're getting oh, that's right, Shasta Mud Run.
I'm getting muddy.
Wow.
Taping my shoes on and I'm going in.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, if Fanny and I weren't going out fishing tomorrow, I think that we would go cheer you on.
I'll hear you from afar.
Yeah,
I'll know that you guys are cheering all the way from the lake.
Yeah, I definitely am hoping. Is somebody going to go along and with you and take some pictures? You taking Richie out there with you?
Oh, my husband always will go. So,
right.
You know, he'll probably throw mud in my face, man. he'll love it.
All right. Well, listen, we have appreciated you so much, listener, for tuning in this evening. If you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on the internet at itdoesmysoulwell.com. In the meantime, we're going to say goodnight. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And we'll see you next week.
Turning further from my home. Young,
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.